Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The U.S. Capitol Police say they have intelligence showing there is a possible plot by a militia group to breach the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. The revelation was detailed in a statement from the Capitol Police. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor has launched an investigation into Israel's alleged crimes in the occupied Palestinian territories. The decision turns the tribunal's focus toward Israeli military actions and settlement construction on lands captured in the 1967 Mideast War. Florida added more than 6,000 new positive coronavirus cases today and 133 deaths. Racial strife has brought national attention to Newport Richey, and now activists fear their voices are being silenced. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports proposed rule changes to city meetings and a rash of death threats have some people feeling the First Amendment is under fire in Pasco County.
Before the cameras and recording equipment turned on, before the city council meeting's official start, Mayor Rob Marlowe told the audience the council was trying to keep everyone safe tonight. About 40 people filled the chambers with more waiting outside, but there was a stark contrast between Tuesday's meeting and many in the last few months. All but two people were white. Nina Bonetta is a leader in Black Lives Matter Pasco.
They say that we're the dangerous ones and we're terrorizing and we're burning and looting, which obviously we haven't done any of it. And we're literally being terrorized to the point where we can't even go and practice our First Amendment right.
Police and city leadership acknowledged that the demonstrations were peaceful. Then opposition showed up. Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and most recently a group called Community Patriots began to counter protesters. They used loud motorcycles and, like the activists, used bullhorns. But as the Washington Post reported last month, it was the Black Lives Matter activists who were cited and arrested for those noise violations. Most of the noise violations have since been dropped. Some activists were even arrested on felony charges days and weeks after alleged incidents occurred. Police said they combed footage to find the infractions, but Police Chief Kim Bogart said no one is being targeted.
I didn't want to have an arrest that wasn't a solid arrest. The officer wanted to go ahead and to arrest, but I had them hold off. I want the videos checked, and so they went to every business that would have had potentially had some video.
Public comment is a legal requirement for all public meetings, but the governing body can determine how that happens. Most councils and bodies put that at the beginning of meetings. An agenda item at Tuesday's meeting would have moved public comment from 3 minutes per speaker toward the beginning of the meetings to 2 minutes at the end with a 20-minute cap. It also prioritized city residents and business owners. Council members declined to vote or even speak on the ordinance, but Mayor Marlowe said it was needed.
We have had the same group of outsiders that have come week after week after week, and they never say anything new. They just sit down there and scream and yell and disrupt the meeting and go out into the parking lot where the chief's people have to try to keep them from killing each other.
On Wednesday, Marlowe said he wants everyone on all sides to calm down and was not singling out any groups. Bonetta said she's no outsider.
I've lived in Newport Richey up until the pandemic happened. I have worked in Newport Richey. Newport Richey is where we spend our money. Newport Richey is where we go. That's the closest park. That's the closest downtown. This is Pasco County. This is Black Lives Matter Pasco County.
At a February 2nd meeting, Peter Altman, a member of the all-white and all-male council, said there are no racial problems in the city.
I have to believe that we do not have the rooted problems that you have suggested.
But Bonetta said people of color do believe it. That's why she acts. Activists with Black Lives Matter Pasco continue to say they are treated differently than Back the Blue counter-protesters, and the police aren't protecting their right to speak. One member was physically attacked at a meeting after the Community Patriots put out a call to defend the council, and death threats come almost daily. In a Facebook post Wednesday, Community Patriots founder Jeff Hawks of Tampa bragged about keeping activists from the meeting Tuesday and called the man accused of the attack, Jason Duckworth, a legend and a patriot. Then there are the death threats. Mike Sylvester Sr. said he's locked and loaded to protect my city. And Charles Allen said, get a truck and drive through them assholes. BLM is a cult. Bogart said it's not enough. He said some of the counter-protesters know to watch how they say things.
It's not a "I'm coming after you" kind of threat. The people that are using these words, they're very careful to not cross that line.
For Benetta, that's just not enough.
What if we pushed one of them to the floor? What if we brought a gun and told them that this was war? What if we were online threatening their lives? There's a problem here. It's just frustrating. It's really frustrating.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV in Newport Richey.
Tonight, mostly clear, overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, afternoon highs in the mid-70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.